You're listening to SBS News.
President Joe Biden has called for war crimes trials against Russian President Vladimir Putin and said he'd seek more sanctions after reported atrocities in Ukraine.
You may remember I got criticized for calling Putin a war criminal. Well, the truth of the matter, you saw what happened in Ukraine. This warrants him, he is a war criminal. But we have to gather the information. We have to continue to provide Ukraine with the weapons they need to continue the fight. And we have to gather all the detail so this can be an actual, have a war crime trial. This guy is brutal. And what's happening in Bucha is outrageous. And everyone's seen it.
Mr. Biden's comments came after Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky visited Bucha, one of the cities surrounding Kyiv, where Ukrainian officials say many bodies of civilians have been found. International outrage spread over the civilian killings in northern Ukraine, where a mass grave and tied bodies of people shot at close range were found in the area taken back from Russian forces as they shifted their operations elsewhere. The deaths in Bucha are likely to galvanize the United States and Europe into additional sanctions against Russia, possibly including restrictions on the billions of dollars in energy that Europe still imports from Russia. President Zelensky says the discoveries overshadow peace talks between Russia and Ukraine that were due to resume.
These are war crimes and they will be recognized by the world as genocide. You are here today and can see what happened. We know of thousands of people killed and tortured, with severed limbs, raped women, murdered children. This is a genocide.
The Ukrainian president begged the world to take real action to stop the bloodshed.
Did hundreds of our people really have to die in agony to make some European leaders understand that Russia deserves the harshest pressure? It breaks the heart of every Ukrainian. It breaks my heart, because only now we are hearing statements from all world leaders that must have been made long time ago when everything was already completely clear.
Russia has urged international leaders not to rush to judgment, saying the facts do not support Ukraine's version of events in Bucha. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov categorically denied any accusations related to the murder of civilians, saying the graves and corpses in Bucha had been staged by Ukraine to tarnish Russia.
The other day, another fake attack was undertaken in the town of Bucha in the Kyiv region, after the Russian military had left according to the plans and agreements. Several days later, a fake video was staged that is now is being spread through all media channels and social media by the Ukrainian representatives and their Western patrons.
Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba says the civilian killings in the town of Bucha are the most outrageous atrocity of the 21st century.
Bucha massacre is the most outrageous atrocity of the 21st century. And by saying we all refer to Bucha, but we should not forget about other towns and villages in the Kyiv region, which also became the crime scene for Russian army. Without an exaggeration, by what we've seen in Bucha and vicinity, we can conclude that Russia is worse than ISIS.
German Chancellor Olaf Scholz says Russian President Vladimir Putin and his supporters would feel the consequences of events in Bucha.
The murder of civilians is a war crime. We must relentlessly investigate these crimes committed by the Russian armed forces. I demand that international organizations such as the International Committee of the Red Cross be given access to these areas to document the atrocities. The perpetrators and those in charge of them must be held accountable.
Several attempts by International Committee of the Red Cross teams to reach the besieged city in recent days have been unsuccessful, and a spokesman for the organization says it is still unable to evacuate civilians because of security conditions. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.